the 19th century. In the early 19th century, the population of Palma grew considerably, initially due to the arrival of thousands of Catalan and Valencian refugees from the Peninsular War. The French occupation of Algeria was also a factor as it put an end to Algerian piracy, which in turn facilitated the expansion of maritime trade routes and heralded the beginning of a period of significant economic growth in the town. In 1838, the first regular passenger steamship line, the Mallorquin, came into service between the ports of Palma and Barcelona. The influx of newcomers meant that new spaces were to be adapted to accommodate them. The town of Palma became densely populated, and the city walls began to place strict limitations on the town's growth, both physically and economically. While some exterior suburbs arose, the main growth of the town took place within the walls, and only a few exterior districts, such as the sailors' and fishermen's districts of Santa Catalina and El Molinar, showed any significant growth. In the second half of the 19th century, however, many opinions began to be voiced in favour of the demolition of the walls. This coincided with the development of early social public hygiene and health measures, which were spreading throughout Europe. In this context, in 1901, the roads, canals and ports engineer, Bernat Calvet, designed the Palma expansion project, which was approved in 1903. The walls were demolished, and a new town with a radial distribution was configured, in which the former walls were replaced, with avenues encircling the old town and from where a radial road system connected the town with what is known as the Part Forana, which refers roughly to the areas outside Palma. Calvet's project introduced a new concept of town planning and had a direct influence on the growth of the town. It also formed the basis for the numerous urban planning projects carried out with varying degrees of success throughout the 20th century.